Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something, we are hardworking women and over 45. So, we gotta, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction level event for me, you will be the best dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led? Okay, like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never, ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media. Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Ba-boom.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Yes, and make sure you go to sexyliberal.com and check out all the virtual shows and the podcasts there. What are you doing?
They're all amazing. Don't miss them. Mm-hmm. We want to thank you for those of you who are already our Patreon friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. And for those of you who are not, please consider going to patreon.com, putting in Frangela, and supporting this Black-owned business.
That's Black right. Black all day, all night. We never take time off from it.
No, we don't. We really appreciate it. And you know what you get for becoming a Patreon? You get 3 micro idiots a week. There's over 250 of them right now. So you can go back That's and listen right. to them to your heart's content.
And there's nothing micro about the funny. It's a macro funny. Let me tell you. Do it. You're punishing yourself every second you don't. Also, on Tuesdays, normally we do Facebook Live at 1 p.m. Pacific. This week, which is, this is after it, so you already didn't get to hear it or see it, but this week we can't do it, but that's starting back up again. Next week, we will be on.
Yes, and go to cameo.com and get a specialized video from us, too, as well. And also join us every Friday morning for Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show for the 3rd hour. And you can listen to the
Black Power Hour.
That's right. Shall we get started?
Yes.
Yes. Texas Democrats are on a desperate mission to stop the GOP voting bills. This is their second attempt to shut down what are clearly these oppressive bills that they're trying to put through to stop Black, brown, and really urban people from access to voting.
And in order to do this, they literally had to leave Texas.
Yes.
As I'm hopefully you, if you haven't heard, let us be the first to tell you, they had to leave Texas.
It was like an intricate plot. It was, you know what it feels like, Angela, to me? You know, in The Sound of Music, how they have to get across the Alps and shit.
Yeah, they got each exit alone singing the song. Avidazay, goodbye. Do, 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 do. We not going nowhere to get out. Yeah.
Yes. And it's a plot. And you know what? You know, for me,
when you look at it, these are Americans who are in our government who have to seek refuge to the federal government to keep from being jailed. And really, at the end of the day, they are refugees from Texas.
They're elected representatives.
That's right.
they are our representatives. And if you're in Texas, they're directly your representatives. And they are being outvoted by a minority on the federal level that's a majority temporarily, I assume, in Texas right now. And that there's a lot of issues at play here, except the number one issue is the Republican Party is all about authoritarianism, fascism, and an end to any kind of democracy. That's really what's at stake. And Democrats still playing within the rules, right? Because what they're doing, this is a rule maneuver. They're denying the Republicans quorum. I think that we're really naive if we think that that's actually going to work. I think that this Republicans, if I know anything about them, I know they don't give a hell about traditions, about rules, about these are people who denied the first Black president and the only president in our nation's history, a Supreme Court nomination. So they don't care what the rules are or what tradition is or any of that. So I am proud of these representatives for leaving. I think it was the only recourse open to them at this point, but I am wildly, wildly disappointed in the Senate and in the Democrats in the Senate and in Joe Manchin and Sinema can both suck it. I'm done.
They can suck it all day long. And meanwhile, you've got the Texas governor screaming that he's going to jail these people. So we have to do everything we can on a federal level to make sure that people have access to the ballot. And, you know, and this is, you know, being called the ultimate act of civil disobedience. But I don't see that they have.
Yeah,
they don't
This quote from Texas Democratic State Rep. John Boosie III, he, I guess, told CNN on Monday, we are coming to D.C. to put pressure on them to act because this isn't just Texas. And they're right. It's all over the country. These laws are already being passed. And they're not suppression bills. They're disenfranchisement bills. They are bills to stop people from voting. Not just Black and brown people, especially Black and brown people, but anybody who doesn't want to vote for who they want them to vote for. That is what they are doing. And the reality is that's your vote, whether you're Black, white, or whatever. It's everybody's vote. And why we would allow two senators who do not belong in this party to keep the majority who won from having their right to vote is it makes zero sense to me. And I'll say it again this week. I think it's the only issue.
Yep. And state lawmakers have already enacted 28 laws in 17 states that restrict ballot access. So we've got laws on the books right now. And what's really important, the thing that I don't want us to miss, it's not just restricting access to the ballots, but these are also laws that give them the ability to then say, hey, you know what? We don't trust the ballots out of X county where Black people or urban people live. We're going to throw those out because we don't trust what happened. When the state can make a decision about whose votes actually count and matter, that's even bigger than access, because you can go and stand in line. If you even choose to stand in line for 24 hours and get your vote counted, right? Once you get it in and that happens, they can still disenfranchise you from where you live. They're enacting laws to say, you know what? We can throw out 100,000 votes. They have enacted laws to do what Donald Trump asked people to do legally now. And that is what's frightening to me.
Well, it gives them power. It gives state legislators power to, as you say, ignore votes. That is disenfranchisement. It's not suppression. It's destroying. It's the end of democracy. It is that big deal. It's not a small thing. It's not a little thing. It is the whole thing. And if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about infrastructure, if you're concerned about taxation, then this is all right here. If we cannot vote, we don't have a government. We don't have a say. We can't accomplish anything. It won't matter what Biden wants to do, because the states, there's a reason we had a civil war. There's a reason why federal rights supersede states' rights, because there's a reason there had to be a voting rights amendment in the first place. Because when you leave it to states, they enact racist legislation, anti-working class and poor legislation. And that's the simple fact of it. And letting Exxon or whoever it is who controls Manchin and Sinema decide what's going to happen for us nationally is absolutely insane. I believe that these people should be shamed all day long, and that we need to, as we've said, we need to go after their money. We need to go after the people that fund their campaigns. And we need to be serious about that, because this is beyond, Francis, what you just said is absolutely correct. It won't matter if you go vote.
No, it won't matter.
It won't matter.
It doesn't matter if we throw them away. What they did to people in Detroit.
Yep.
You know, when in 2016.
Yep. It will not matter. And so that, it is that serious. So Biden is scheduled to give a speech today while as we record. And unfortunately, of course, as in all big moments, it'll happen after. But you know, and people's like, he's going to really link the insurrection and you know, the White House press secretary, Jen, Saki with a Saki bomb, she alluded or basically said that, you know, these are the things that are going to happen in this speech. And that's great. And I think that's incredibly important. But I need to know that he's calling these people, that he's calling Manchin and Sinema. And I need to know that they are being told what they are going to do, because they aren't listening to their constituents. And they're not listening to, I don't care about if they listen to the party. They're not doing what they're in office to do.
Yeah. And for me, you know, I'm looking at an article saying that Biden is going to make a moral case for voting rights. Let me tell you something. No one, as far as I can see, cares about, you know, on the right or, you know, or Manchin or Sinema cares about the moral case of voting rights. Because if they did, they would have been doing something. I need to see something legally of what needs to happen.
It's illegal. It's illegal. Yes. It's disenfranchisement. It's absolutely against the Constitution, the most basic tenets of it. We fought a civil war. They fucking lost.
We need to pierce the veil of these GOP lies. And the problem is that until we pierce this veil, it's just the lie gets thicker and stronger. It becomes stronger. And now it's like its own, like, monster, if you will. It's its own paper monster that we're dealing with, right? And it's, they're saying that the president will note that while voter suppression is not unprecedented in U.S. history, these new insidious moves to empower partisans over independent election authorities in terms of who counts the votes are new and extremely dangerous. And it's extremely dangerous. Who gets to count the votes? You know, it's the people who, you know, I get to count the votes as I want to count them. That's not reality. That's not real. That's illegal.
Things are only, you know, it only matters if there's a consequence to the action. And I think, you know, Jamelle Bouie has a great op-ed piece in the New York Times this week, today, Tuesday, about, you know, the history of this country not punishing certain groups of people, and how if you were a Black activist or civil rights activist, for sure, at the first chance there was to punish you. And the attempts by the FBI, et cetera, to go after civil rights leaders and try to discredit them or in jail them, or even, you know, there've been linkages to assassinations. So it's, but when it comes to like the Civil War, or when it comes to this seditious, treasonous, domestic terrorist threat, of this Trumpian, the big lie group, what we have is this, why should they stop? Because Trump is walking around free.
Yeah.
Right? We're waiting on him to get caught on tax problems because there's no consequence to a direct, this man, they held a rally. He told people to go there. They went there. They, for weeks, he told people things were going to get crazy, that they have to go fight. Rudy Giuliani went up there and said, you have to go fight. Everybody said it. They had a Proud Boy Oath Keeper on the speakers list. The only reason he wasn't there was because he'd already been arrested. Yeah. So it's like, they look at this and I look back and I go, and there's been no consequence for him. And over again, I know that people, this, I feel like we get caught in this. Well, if we do this, you know, we don't, you know, then we can, that's a distraction. Or if we do that, I'm like, I have watched this country spare no expense, time, or energy on hunting down somebody for stealing one article of clothing. You know, yep. Like, I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. But when it comes to an insurrection happening in front of our face, we're just letting it go. I think that it's great that Biden's tying the insurrection in January 6th to this, because it is tied.
Yeah, yeah. And let's not act like in this country that we haven't had poll taxes, that we haven't had literacy tests. That the disenfranchisement of women and people of color didn't happen, that we haven't had, that right now we have avowed Nazis running for office and supported by the GOP. They are their candidates, people who are avowed Nazis, people that we went to war against. We have a major party embracing them outwardly. I mean, it used to be a thing where we got people to at least disavow David Duke. What now? We have our other political arm saying yes to Nazism.
Yeah, that's actually supposed to. It makes me miss Bork. You're supposed to. These are people who don't agree with this system of government.
No,
like they do not believe in democracy. They do not believe that everyone should be able to vote. And I walking around and thinking like we can appeal to somebody's morality on that is, I think, beyond naive.
Thank you, Angela. It's extremely naive. I just had this conversation yesterday with my husband. I said, you know what? I said, you know, I am sure that Jewish people sat around in the 30s going, these are my neighbors.
Yeah, they're not going to do this because
Tom was saying, "Oh, this has got to pop at some point. This bubble has got to pop." I was like, mm-hmm. "Does it? Does it?" Because I'm sure that Jewish people were sitting around going, these are my neighbors. These are people, my kids. I send my kids to school with. Right.
This is some small percentage of the population. That's crazy because it had never happened before.
That's right.
But it has happened now. And January 6th did happen. And if you think that isn't, and at this point, what is a failed insurrection? It's called a rehearsal.
Yeah.
That now they know they gained information they didn't have before. And if you think that it's a coincidence that, you know, the Capitol Police can't get funding and they don't have an investigation. No, the GOP is absolutely supporting an insurrection. And I just don't know why we refuse. I mean, growing up, Francis, if you sat next to somebody from the Nation of Islam, your career was over.
In the same room? Shit.
I mean, your career was over, okay? But now you can literally call for an insurrection, go in and vote for it, and we all just go back to work? Like, it's insanity.
Yep. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the holidays are here and finding the perfect gift is tricky, right? Omaha Steaks makes it so easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Everyone I've sent this to goes crazy. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. You not only save over 50%, but you get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free. These are the best burgers, period. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship right away. Avoid the holiday shipping hustle and bustle and order the perfect gift package today at OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget you get those 8 free burgers when you enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of food you get. Everybody is just bowled over when they get this Omaha Steaks gift package. The best steaks, the best burgers, the best chicken, you name it. How about those caramel apple tartlets? Everything is incredible. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget that keyword is Stephanie in the search bar. OmahaSteaks.com. Do it now. Well, do you ever catch yourself thinking when you're looking in the mirror, I wish those under-eye bags would just go away? You're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Until now, introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote me, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I love it. I use the entire line of products. It is my favorite skincare I've ever used. They guarantee it, though. Results in the first 12 hours or your money back. Order now. Get 50% off all Genucel packages for summer. Go to lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. That's lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. I use it every single day. I get so many compliments. Check it out. lovegenucel.com/Stephanie.
Welcome back. So Montana's Republican governor has made it clear that his state won't be bothered to help in the fight against climate change, but he still apparently wants federal assistance to deal with the climate impact at Montana's door, okay? So he's dropped out of trying to work on the climate. He's like, no, we don't need to do that, Governor Greg Gianforte. And he's the, but he was like, but give me federal dollars to fight the problem.
Yeah, I love the timing of this.
I mean, it's crazy.
So Governor Greg Gianforte withdrew Montana from the bipartisan coalition of more than two dozen states to uphold the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, understand that's how little that is. Okay,
yeah.
It's a pact to uphold goals. Okay, it's not some legally binding contract. It's not, you know, we'll get fined if we don't do this or that. The states can't even sign on to the Paris Climate Agreement, right? Because they're states, the countries can't. So this is just, we're committed to upholding these goals, which include net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, okay? That's what the governor does. 2 days later, 48 hours later, this same fool, Governor Gianforte, calls on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to declare a drought emergency across his state, because that would make emergency funds available to farmers who suffered losses, and has the audacity to use science. He says, quote, data from the U.S. Drought Monitor now shows all counties in Montana experiencing abnormally dry to extreme drought conditions, and the situation continues to get worse. So here's the science, right? We have these drought coming on. It's bad everywhere. We need this money. Look at this science. We need this money. Oh, we're not going to look at this science. Like, right. I can't.
Yeah, it's, you know, it baffles the mind, but this is where we are. Cut to now, Republicans push to ban, quote unquote, discrimination, which I'm offended by that word, against unvaccinated people. Here's the deal. State Republican lawmakers around the country are pushing bills that would give unvaccinated people the same protections as those surrounding race, gender, and religion. These bills will tie the hands of private businesses that want to protect their employees and customers. But they also show how absolutely deep the political psyche resistance to coronavirus vaccine requirements have become. And so now, you know, they want to protect people who are going, I'm not, you know, and here's the thing. I'm not sitting here going that everybody has to get the vaccine. But for me, everybody who can, who physically can, who is not compromised health-wise, should be getting the vaccine. And now, on a national scale, well-known GOP figures have recently escalated their rhetoric about the vaccine effort, comparing it to Nazi Germany and apartheid, that they're being oppressed.
The self-victimization move is so disgusting and annoying, but beyond the obvious offensiveness of those comparisons. I just find it fascinating that this same party thinks that we don't need to talk about critical race theory as they show the absolute need for it. Like they clearly have no understanding of anything. And I don't think it matters that they do. I think that to me, I believe that if desegregation had been voted on, we'd still be segregated.
That's right.
So this is the reality is that our leadership matters. You know, when you play to the lowest common denominator, this is what you get.
Yeah. We were just talking about Montana, who dropped out of the climate agreement. What they did do was make it illegal to, quote unquote, discriminate on the basis of vaccine status. So their law prohibits businesses, governmental entities, and places of public accommodation, like grocery stores, hotels, and restaurants, from refusing to serve or withholding goods from anyone based on their vaccination status, whether they have an immunity passport or not. Employers aren't allowed to quote unquote discriminate against or refuse to employ someone based on the same criteria. They feel that this is a civil rights statute. I feel that this is a health statute.
It absolutely is.
And you know, what I find amazing is utilizing laws that are meant to protect me as an African-American person, to protect their idiocy, their, you know, here again in Alabama, there's a law now that prevents schools and universities from requiring coronavirus vaccines, prohibits vaccination as a condition of receiving government services, and bans businesses from refusing to serve someone based on their vaccine status. But I have no protection against you coming in and spreading, you know, the Delta variant in my place of business.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
I have no protection with my child who can't be vaccinated yet, you know, under the age of 10. But if you are a home that it refuses to get vaccinated, you could be infecting my child. You know, it's like we have no protections. Meanwhile, France, amongst other countries, are ordering that all their health workers get a COVID vaccine. That's important. You shouldn't be servicing people if you can pass on the variant to them.
Or just the virus.
Food. Yeah. You shouldn't be serving food to people if you can pass on a variant to them. You shouldn't be servicing children if you can pass on the variant to them. So, yeah. So France has, you know, the issue for me in this discussion is, when are we going to get some fucking balls in this country? When are we going to stop letting, you know, people, you know, and it's the same thing around guns. It's the same. It's, you know, we've got to stop allowing these groups. And really, it's the right to sit here and legislate, really, when they don't have the power, how we're going to get through this.
It's absolutely a healthcare issue. It's absolutely not a civil rights issue. And what I find absolutely ridiculous about it is that these very same people wouldn't feel this way about a bunch of other diseases. Deadly, you know? Like if I say, well, look, I don't care if your kid's got lice, you can't discriminate. They get to go to class. And like, I mean, like, it's like, whatever it could be. There's no discrimination here. It really is about trying to keep people alive. And I think that every time we get into these conversations, it's like we give them credit. Like it validates it. And I'm like, I don't care. You're not allowed to endanger other people. And you're absolutely right, Prince. I do not understand why we seem to think that there's something good about allowing ignorance.
Yeah.
Like, and that, yeah, of course it would be better if everybody agreed. Of course it would be great if you could talk people into things, but you can't always. And I think to continually put effort there, I mean, yeah, the information's there. If they want it, they don't want it. You've tried everything you can. The reality is we all have to put on a seatbelt. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not allowed to take your baby home without having a car seat that's regulation, period. They would let Britney Spears do it, drive with her baby on her lap. So, like, seriously, this is not that kind of an issue. And this is the problem. All of these people, and this is where I do, it is frustrating to see over and over again at the federal level, you know, this refusal to this, like, you know, we're going to let states handle it. No, we can't. We have over 600,000 people dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and sitting here looking at it and acting like, oh, well, you know, we'll just let everybody, you know, make the best decision for them themselves. We see where that has led us. It's led us, like you just said, to almost, you know, to more than a half a million people dead.
Over 600,000. It's the deadliest year ever. And it's not from a war. And it's not it is from a natural phenomenon that we absolutely had the ability to contain 500,000 deaths before. Like, it is absolutely, it's incredible to me that there aren't criminal charges. It's incredible to me. I need to, scarves. Why does scarves have an MD behind her name still?
Yep.
You know, like, I mean, we need to start holding, that's what, you know, with the, I know we're not on that, but to me, it's the same thing with Giuliani's lawyer, the lawyers, Giuliani and all of the, you know, the Kraken team, lawyers being, you know, right now in Michigan, being brought to task by the Michigan, David Fink in Michigan, for bringing these, you know, frivolous lawsuits and, you know, basically lying in court, and that they should be punished and by the Bar Association, that they should be recommended for that punishment. They should lose their license to practice law. Because this is, it's egregious. These people, and what kills me is Trump and all these people have been vaccinated and we know it. Like, it's like, they are literally telling other people to die. When they won't, they don't believe that.
And that is our final word. Now it's time for emails. Time to go get your email.
Thank you so much for emailing us at frangela08@gmail.com. We love and appreciate hearing from you.
This email is from Ryan and Katie. Thank you so much. It says, hi, ladies. Okay. So let us get this straight. A Belgian restaurant serves their customers toilet water that is purified with fertilizers and minerals. We're guessing it's sold under the name Double Shit Perrier. But if we're wrong, perhaps we can charge them a licensing fee to avoid a trademark violations lawsuit. They'd probably fall for it. Honestly, it was bad enough to learn that Texas is not on the national electric grid and hence left their citizens freezing to death because of it. But now this, an eating establishment that is possibly literally bullshitting their patrons because they don't want to be on their country's water system. Fuck rugged individualism and all the assholes who preach it. Your fans, Ryan and Katie.
Woo.
Thank you guys.
We love you, Ryan and Katie. Thank you. And I agree. See, when you miss idiot, that you miss these kind of important stories.
You do. You do.
This email, this next email. Hi, Francis and Angela. My name is Jason and I'm a Patreon backer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who just loves you too so much. In the pre-COVID days, I was the guy in the office with earbuds in, laughing to myself, listening to Idiot of the Week. The way you two play off each other is really magical and I can't get enough of it. Oh, and then when you wrap it up and bring us to church with There Was a Time, I just about lose it laughing. So good. Jason P. Thank you so much, Jason, for being a Patreon, for listening to Idiot, and for writing. We love and love and love and support you. We haven't been able to write you back physically yet, but we're going to do that today. Thank you. And we love hearing from you again. Write us at frangela08@gmail.com.
Yes. And now it's time for Resistance Wrap-Up.
Where we give you an actionable item. Now, of course, we say we continue calling your senators and representatives and tell them what you think about what they need to do and what they are doing. Applaud them. Tell them what you need. Complain. Keep doing that. But also, we want to remind you about the Poor People's Campaign. So if you go to poorpeoplescampaign.org, you can check out everything that they're doing.
Yes. And right now they're doing a season of nonviolent moral direct action to save our democracy. And it's going on now for almost a month, from July 12th through August 8th. The Poor People's Campaign, which is a national call for moral revival, joined by dozens of partners and 40 plus state coordinating committees and thousands of faith leaders, has announced a season of nonviolent moral direct action. And they demand that these several things from Congress. One, end the filibuster. Two, all provisions for the People Act. Three, fully restore the 1965 Voting Rights Act. And four, raise the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour.
We know you're down with all that.
Yes. Yes. So you can go to their website and sign the open letter to the U.S. Senator and White House above, you know, on the website, and demand that they take steps immediately to save our democracy from massive attacks on voting rights and economic justice across the country. So do that. Okay. Because you can. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.